Welcome back to 100 Years, 100 Movies. I realized that last episode talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark, I couldn't even get my words out. So I hope I do better today, but I may not. Because today we're talking about 2012. And in 2012, a little movie called Django Unchained came out, which is a Quentin Tarantino movie, and Tarantino is probably my favorite director, so I'd probably be doing some gushing as well. But before we get to Django, 2012 was an interesting year because we're kind of in the middle of this resurgence of comic book movies and comic book movies becoming an actual money-making monolith that a few years later, I mean, they would take over Hollywood. In 2012, we get The Dark Knight Rises, which is probably my favorite Nolan Batman movie. I realize it's uneven and it is dumb, but I kind of enjoy a lot of the just dumb, crazy stuff that happens in that movie. Although I gotta admit, from an objective standpoint, Dark Knight is better. And then also The Avengers came out in 2012, which kind of met that promise that was made about having, you know, a comic book on screen and just having like those, well, for lack of a better word, a money shot of superheroes and a splash page, you know, and it's a fun movie. We also get some interesting animated movies, Brave from Pixar and Wreck-It Ralph, which is all about video games, from Disney, which is a really fun movie. And then one of my personal favorites, Mirror Mirror, which Julia Roberts is the evil queen, and it's just silly. I don't know why I enjoy it so much, but I do. But going back to Django Unchained is, I know Tarantino referred to it as his Southern, but it's really his take on a Western, and kind of more of a, I guess, a less serious Western. To me, it really struck me as his take on just spaghetti, like kind of Leone mixed with John Ford, and just kind of taking the tropes that you would see in a Western and making it a little dirty and grimy, and putting it through the lens of you know, a former slave, and kind of taking the spin where it's like this tribute to Westerns, but also kind of doing their own interesting thing with it. So like Django, the main character played by Jamie Foxx, like he's very obviously named after the character Django from the Django movies, which are a series of spaghetti Westerns. And he's basically just like the coolest motherfucker. And Jamie Foxx, you know, being someone that actually can ride horses and everything, just makes everything better. And you get these really interesting dynamics in this movie where you have Leonardo DiCaprio as this over-the-top like plantation owner who is ostensibly the big bad, but he's just a buffoon, and the real villain of the movie is Samuel L. Jackson's character, who he just wants to keep the status quo, and it's just a very interesting way of doing things. And now I know Tarantino, his language can be problematic, and that's always kind of been the case with his movies. But for me, at least, whenever I see a Tarantino movie, there's, yes, the message that he's trying to get across in the plot of his film and with the characters, but then there's also this like meta-text of just everything that's referencing movies and that's referencing other things in pop culture, but specifically movies and music. Now, not so much music in this one because it's, you know, in the 1800s, but that to me is just very fascinating, and I think he's just a master at his craft. And I mean, the fact that he puts himself in his movies usually to get killed, I think kind of shows that while he has ego, that he can at least you know, make fun of himself from time to time. And Django is just, it's great. And having aping these scores from other Westerns and using this other music where it just kind of fits in, because music's always a big thing with Tarantino, and you know, it's gonna be anachronistic most of the time, but it works, and that's all that matters. For me, Django is just a really fun movie to watch, And once again, you know, it's like you can, there's a lot there that you can kind of dig into if you want to. And I think he revisits the inherent racism that of the time period to a much more startling and much less palatable degree in The Hateful Eight a few years later. So this is why, in comparison to The Hateful Eight, I feel like this is the fun Western that he did, you know? But I really enjoy it. I think Jamie Foxx is great in it. I wonder what this movie would have been like with Will Smith, who was the original person that was supposed to play Django. And like Kerry Washington's great in it too, and kind of tying it to where, you know, she's a Von Schaft, and there's this lineage to the character of Schaft. It's just, I think that's something really fun that Tarantino throws in there. And Christoph Waltz is great in this as like a much less evil version of his, you know, the character that he played in Inglourious Basterds, which is also, I think, something interesting that Tarantino does, where he, certain actors kind of play the same character in a way, or they have very, or there's similarities to them in different movies. But I think everyone's really good in this. Like, Sam Jackson can be very hit or miss, and I always feel in Tarantino movies he's on. You know, this isn't, you know, Mace Windu that we're talking about. This is Sam Jackson just giving it his all, and in this movie just being despicable and getting his comeuppance. And I think this is just a really fun movie. And yeah, the best, for me at least, the best movie that came out in 2012. The other movie that I wanted to talk about that came out in 2012, talk about a 180 degree from Django, is Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect is this comedy film about an a cappella group, an all-girl a cappella group, I should probably say, that is trying to get ready to compete in nationals. And it really, it's kind of like the 1980s style, like college movies where, you know, they're in a frat or everything like that, but kind of like in, you know, Revenge of the Nerds, something like that. And I feel like that's being dismissive of what Pitch Perfect is doing, because it's from a female point of view and the music in it is great. And I think Anna Kendrick is great in this movie. I actually think all the main actresses, Anna Camp and, is also really good in this. And I just really enjoy this movie. I think it's a really fun movie. It's lighthearted. I enjoy the music. I mean, I had Cups playing in my head, stuck in my head for like months after watching it. And for me, at least, it's endlessly enjoyable. I can watch this movie at any time. And the fact that there was, Elizabeth Banks is great in this movie too. And that the fact that she was able to take over and direct the two sequels for it, I think is awesome, because I think she did a fun job and she took something that really shouldn't have worked as a, you know, a trilogy, and kind of made it work. I mean, it's they're insane. Like, there's nothing logical about kind of where these movies go. I mean, there's a straight up like fight sequence with Rebel Wilson in the third movie. And also Rebel Wilson's great. I mean, and then of course there's the gross out humor with Anna Camp in this movie. There's just a lot of stuff that's, I think, works for a comedy, and I've really enjoyed it. And I think in this time period, we're around 2012, you know, we were seeing a lot of movies with the likes of female comedians like I'm blanking on her name. Anyway, there was a lot of different comedians that were kind of given a chance to really be the leads in movies and show that they can make movies as funny, as gross, as ridiculous as their male counterparts. And I think that's great. And I think a lot of them held up better than others. And Pitch Perfect just kind of hit me in this way where I wasn't expecting anything from this movie about an a cappella group. And it's literally one of my favorites. I can watch this any day and I'll sing along because I know all the songs. But yeah, so Pitch Perfect. 2012, it was an interesting year. It's more recent. Probably, I think this is the most recent year we've talked about. But we're kind of seeing the sea change in representation, I think. And that's a good thing. You know, we're seeing more diversity. And I think that's something that's going to kind of be spotlighted when I talk about older movies. We're going back to the 1920s when it's going to be mostly white males. Not always. I mean, there was a lot of important female actresses and not so much directors necessarily, or if, you know, maybe they were important, but they've been lost to history, unfortunately. And a lot of it's going to be from a male point of view. Unfortunately, that's just kind of Hollywood. That's just the way things went for the longest time. But in this last decade, I think we've really seen more of a change towards that. And obviously, there's been times where, like I said, where it's been better. But kind of seeing that diversity is important. And I think Pitch Perfect, while it may be a silly comedy, is kind of, points towards that. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.